still on page 11. We're already preaching, so. I'm just looking at the day that Steve Jobs died just over 4 years ago. It felt a little strange to me. It felt like a fairly recent event. But I remember when he died, a lot of people talked about it. People talked about what a genius he was. What an innovator he was. How he had changed so many industries in such a short time. How he had brought his vision to the company and just changed the way we do a lot of things. Yet at the same time, there was a lot of other people who talked about it, who said, he was one of those single-minded people who sort of took that highway mentality, and that's how he got a lot of his innovation. That's how he made some innovation in his different countries. But he didn't really get it to work. And I think about Steve Jobs as that sort of super CEO guy, that's what he changes. And in some ways, making a lot of enemies along the way to it. In a lot of ways, I think that he's pretty similar, at least in some of his character traits, to the Apostle Paul, who wrote the second letter to the Corinthians. Paul is this famous traveler guy who had been this pretty vicious person, fighting and actually taking apart and murdering people who opposed him, until, of course, he was transformed and changed. Quite literally knocked on his butt in the dirt because he met Jesus. And yet that same personality, that relentless personality, the teacher, the traveler, the theologian, the church planner, he was a guy who was running from city to city, just carrying that one luggage that he carried on, never checked his bags. He knew better than that. But he was making connections. Writing so many letters. And yet, he made it. must be. They have